Well, it's well established, at least on TV, that there is no crisis at all in the U.S.-Mexico border. The very idea of that is insane.
Trump and Republicans continue to lie about basic facts. The truth is, there's no crisis at the border that justifies a government shutdown.
There is no crisis at the border. So you've got to start from the place that everything the president's saying is fiction. So it's very hard to negotiate with someone who's dealing with a made-up problem.
These guys would literally say anything. Like, there's nothing they wouldn't say. And now they're saying it's a made-up problem. It's all just a fever dream, a product of your deranged imagination. But wait. There is that 12,000-person caravan coming up right now from Central America, and Mexico's new governor is making it easier for them to get here. Or did we just dream that up, too? Buck Sexton is a former CIA analyst now with The Hill. He's recently been on the border, and he joins us with an update. So, Buck, it's made up, this crisis on the border. Does that comport with what you've seen?
No. Members of Congress that say that either haven't been to the border or haven't even taken the time to speak to members of Border Patrol or Immigration and Customs Enforcement about the many layers of crisis that are occurring right now at the border. On one front, you just have now the increase in very serious medical cases. And this is problematic at a number of levels. You have people who are showing up, as we know, there are already two children who died in custody. They were ill when they entered custody, but there are many people that are now coming into Border Patrol custody, and in most cases, or in many cases, they're surrendering. So they're actually actively seeking out Border Patrol, knowing that they're going to get medical services. They're actually having to set up now screening facilities, frontline screening facilities for Border Patrol to deal with people showing up who have H1N1 flu, scabies, a whole list, a whole litany of different communicable, very serious diseases that they have to be treated for, by the way, courtesy of the taxpayer. That often requires taking them to the nearest hospital, which takes one or two, depending on the sector, Border Patrol agents to accompany them to the hospital. All this, of course, paid for by Uncle Sam. And then you also have to deal with the drain on resources. Border Patrol guys are saying, look, we've got enough problems as it is. They had about 30,000, close to 30,000 family units alone. That doesn't include unaccompanied minors. It doesn't include people that are just trying to cross illegally the old-fashioned way by themselves, that are showing up, turning themselves in. And now what's happening is Border Patrol is being turned into a de facto Red Cross on our border for people who are coming up with serious illnesses, diseases, people who are 8 or 9 months pregnant. This is happening in increasing numbers every month. So the problem, Tucker, is actually getting worse while people are going on TV saying there is no problem.
Well, it's not happening in their neighborhoods. And we need to bring all of this awesomeness you describe into the neighborhoods of the people making these policies, and maybe they'll have a different view of them. So let me ask you, since you've spoken recently to a lot of people who work down there enforcing our immigration law, do they think there's a crisis? I mean, is there any doubt in their minds?
No doubt at all. I mean, they're certain that there is a crisis that's also getting worse when you look at the strain and the drain on overall border resources. That includes the enormous and now even bigger, because of the shutdown, backlog in the courts. It includes the way that the asylum system has not been addressed so that Congress really has to actually pass laws. Because right now, if you understand the system, there are many different ways to game it. You can come into the country effectively and skip the entire line and stay in the United States. And even though you won't get asylum in the end, you'll be in the interior of the U.S. That has to be addressed by Congress. There's also a crisis of lawlessness. I mean, one thing I think is interesting is when you see all these people who are going on TV and saying, you can't lie to the FBI, you can't lie to the federal government when it has to do with the Mueller probe. Well, the same laws apply, same laws about lying to federal officers, to Border Patrol and Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And people who are showing up renting or, you know, borrowing children of other people, pretending that they're that's fraud, Tucker. That's actually illegal. You can't do that.
How many of those felonies do we prosecute?
I think they've gotten about under 100 for the last 12 months of the estimated thousands that are probably occurring. They don't really know. They don't have the time. They don't do DNA checks at the border. They don't have the ability to process this. Essentially, they have overwhelmed the system, not just with medical requests, but they've overwhelmed the system with lawlessness because U.S. attorneys won't even take up the cases now of, as I was told, 30-something-year-olds saying that they're teenagers so they can skip to the front of the line. That's illegal, too. The same law that sends people like Stone possibly to jail for alleged lying to federal agents can send people to jail.
But here's the difference, if I can just say, none of those people volunteered for the Trump campaign, and if they had, they'd be in jail right now.
That is probably
true. They're probably smart enough not to do that. Buck Sexton, great to see you as always.
Thanks, Tucker.